It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams in Madtown. It's an absolute pleasure to bring one of my dearest friends in studio. She is by far an inspiration to me and many, many other people. And I'm so glad that you and Tracy just met, because I was like, what? This is the first time you girls have met?
Yes.
But it is true, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Miss Nella Kelpick. She is the Director of Outreach for Marcy's Law of Wisconsin, which we will get more into what that is all about. But Miss Nella girl, welcome to the show.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to throw it out there. You're one of the most stylish women that I've ever met. And your closet's to die for.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on now.
Being here with you guys, it's not even. I can't even. I hope I can represent at least, if nothing
honestly,
else.
I just have to say really quick. I've heard so many wonderful things about you, and style was one of them.
Yeah.
I looked down at her shoes.
That's right, girl.
I'm like, hey, girl, hey.
Now, Nella's the one that I wore her jumpsuit to New York City.
That was amazing.
Well, you modeled it better than I do.
Oh, my gosh. She got so many
really?
That was hot. Yeah, that was amazing.
That was hot.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a story about the shoes. I believe in bringing sparkle wherever you go, and so these. When I used to work at the Capitol, I used to wear my sparkly shoes all the time, and I'm like, hey, I bring the sparkle wherever I go. So,
which is
it
true.
It matters, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. All right, Nella, I want you to let everybody know, because, again, you are a woman that has been through many, many things, and there's something that is very important that you are bringing here to our airwaves. But I want people to get to know more about who you are.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And it's always kind of hard to talk about yourself, because who we are, there's so many stories that make who we are.
Yep.
But for me, one of the most defining experience of my life really was my living in countries that are far away from here, which is Middle East, Kuwait and Egypt. And while I had and have many wonderful memories of wonderful people that I met along the way, it was also a very hard time for me, because I ended up in an abusive marriage. And as you know, I'm sure you have friends and friends of friends who have been through these kinds of experiences. It's something you never anticipate from happening. And for me, I was a young girl who fell in love with this, you know, handsome, charming guy, thought that world is mine. And that turned into something I never thought would happen to me, but it did. And why talking about this matters, it's because when you live, there are so many countries around this world where especially women don't have the voice, right? Mm-hmm. And when I lived in my abusive marriage, I did not have an opportunity to talk about it, seek help. Mm-hmm. And so I was trapped. And I actually came to United States in order to be able to escape my situation. And it happened in, if you guys remember, in 2011, when Egyptian government was overthrown, there was this whole wave of Coptic Christians that were fleeing the country, because as you know, in these kind of, when governments change and everything, it's always a time of unrest. And so for me that I saw that as an opportunity to really come to United States so that I can leave my abusive husband, because there again I couldn't do it. And we did come here. And I remember, of course, he didn't know that, right? When we came here, I always talk about this, because, and I try not to cry, and it's been years. We landed in New York, and I've seen Statue of Liberty so many times over the years in movies, that day it was kind of cloudy and misty, and we were on this ferry boat, and as we were approaching to Staten Island, all of a sudden the Statue of Liberty appeared in front of me, and I remember myself so vividly standing on that boat and looking at the Statue of Liberty, mm-hmm. and feeling for the first time in years mm-hmm. that I was free.
Mm. Wow.
And that moment, that feeling of that basic organic human freedom mm-hmm. that I felt at that moment, it really continues to carry me in my work and in everything else that I do. And really, that is why I'm here today.
And again, being a mother of three boys, saving her own life, mm-hmm. Coming to a new country. Girl, you have done it, and you've been working very hard, and you're just, giving a lot of women the opportunity to have a voice. And that is why it is so important that today we talk about something known as Marcy's Law. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me here today to talk about this, because this is so important. It is so important. No one should ever feel lonely and isolated and voiceless. And unfortunately, that is how many victims and survivors feel after they have, you know, after they experience whatever that experience is. And it's really hard. And that's why Marcy's Law for Wisconsin updates the current constitution by giving victims new rights and strengthening the existing ones. And when you really, when you think about our constitution, what that is, mm-hmm. it is our values, right? It is what Wisconsin stands for. Mm-hmm. And so saying that we see survivors, we see victims, we mm-hmm. stand with them, mm-hmm. we hear them, and we want them to have the voice throughout the process after they have been victimized.
Mm-hmm.
That means a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. It's, so what are some of the changes that Marcy's Law will make for crime victims?
Well, some of the things that it does, for example, it gives the right to victims to be treated with dignity, respect, mm-hmm. you know, the right to receive the information about their rights and other services available to crime victims, mm-hmm. The right to receive timely notification, the right to attend all court proceedings, and really the right to choose mm-hmm. to be part of the process if they want to.
Okay.
So that is really what this is about.
I remember Nella came over to the house with her boys and mm-hmm. Her fiance.
Yeah.
And we talked about, well, I actually had been watching Dr. Phil, and something that just crossed my mind as I thought, you've got to be kidding. And it was about a young girl mm-hmm. who was in high school mm-hmm. who had been raped by a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And that this boy was not actually taken out of school. She actually had to go back and sit in class with him.
Gosh.
And I remember you and I talked about that. There were like, where is the rights for this young woman?
Yeah. Right.
Where is her safetiness? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just an astounding. Like, she needs to be protected. And that's, they decided not to. They shunned away.
You know what's interesting? When I talk to people, they mm-hmm. even look at me and they go, wait, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Do we even need to talk about this? Because it just seems like a very common sense thing, and people assume that it's already there. And that's not to say I appreciate so much what Wisconsin has done and continues to do for victims and survivors.
Mm-hmm.
We should be proud of everything that that we are doing. And this is really just another example of the leadership that Wisconsin continues to take when it comes to taking care of survivors and those who have been victimized in their life.
I was just going to say, well, one of the biggest problems is like not believing the victim, right? Mm-hmm. Like the victim having to like convince people this actually happened to me.
There is that too. And you know, I think it's important always to look, giving someone an opportunity to be heard mm-hmm. doesn't mean that the other side doesn't, no one is going to consider the facts, right?
Right.
So that is always there. Facts mm-hmm. are always going to be there, and they're always going to be talked about. Mm-hmm. And but yes, you're right. We do need to listen. We do need to provide those opportunities for victims to come forward, and they don't come forward if they feel that
right.
You know, there is not a safe space for them to share their experiences. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is more common than what absolutely you think. And another thing, too, mm-hmm. when you think about it, you know, we all go through our lives thinking, you know, oh, you know, it won't happen to me. And ideally, mm-hmm. it won't. Right. But it does. Mm-hmm. And you just never know. And you can end up being, you know, victimized. And then what? Then you realize that it's. Process and experience after that is way more challenging than we would like to think.
Yeah.
And I do want to mm-hmm. throw it out there how important it is, because I've talked about this, that mm-hmm. I was almost raped when I was in sixth grade. I was able to get away, and I've been victimized sexually three other times in my life. Mm-hmm. Did I tell my mom when that happened? No. Did right. I tell my brother? No. Did right. I tell my dad when it yep. happened to me again when I was camping? No, I didn't.
Right.
But you know what? It did happen, and a lot of times, that's why when people say, well, why are you coming forward now?
I know. I hate that.
It's when they're ready yeah. to come forward, and that's why it is so important that you that something like Marcy's Law yeah. and just having that voice and being able to listen yeah. to someone when they're telling you this happened to me.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And what I personally feel, so I haven't been through criminal justice system here in Wisconsin because yeah. My abuse happened somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But back to what I was saying, what I think what's most important about this is that this Wisconsin, with this Wisconsin is saying, hey, mm-hmm. this is part of our values. This yeah. is what we believe in. You matter.
Right.
And that is all it takes most of the time for victims to feel confident
exactly.
and move forward.
Right? Well, now there is a vote that is going to be coming up when it comes That's to Marcy's right. Law. That's Tell us right. how we can get involved in this.
Well, you just need to show up and vote. And oh my God, what a privilege, right?
Yeah, right.
It's going to be on April 7th. And I always say, coming from places, you know, I grew up in Serbia. I don't know if you can say by my accent a little bit. I don't know. Did I tell you? I told you. Do you know how I learned my English?
Oh, no. How?
No. By watching Full House.
Really? Yeah.
Amazing.
You're adorable.
I know.
You are so adorable.
So what I was going to say, living in countries where people just don't have that opportunity mm-hmm. to go either to vote or be heard right. or share. Just remember how privileged yes. you are to be here and be able to go and cast that yes. vote. And when you're there and when you read that amendment,
yep.
that is the value yeah. that you are voting for.
Yeah.
And if anybody ever, this is we can say this later too, but of course, if there are any questions, mm-hmm. Just reach out. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. Just reach out.
Yeah, thank you for the reminder again, just about yeah. voting rights and just women's rights in other countries too. I mean, it's a great reminder. I think we all kind of just take it for granted. So yeah. how can people get involved with the campaign?
Thank you for asking. By showing up. So by showing up, going, casting a vote.
Yeah.
And then if anyone has an interest, we always love hearing from, whether that's sharing your story, whether that's, you know, just coming and volunteering with us. Mm-hmm. There are many ways that you can get involved. And I believe you're going to share the website, right, Krista? So
yes.
that people can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just go there and reach out. And we're always happy to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And you know, we are here for you. So just, yeah, reach out. Reach out and don't forget to come on April 7th.
Okay.
Cast your vote.
Yeah. And again, this is for survivors, people who have been victimized from a crime to have a voice. So that's me. If that's someone like yourself, that's your brother, that's your aunt, you name it. People that have been victimized should have a voice. And this is exactly what this is about. So,
Exactly.
We really appreciate you bringing this to us, because I don't think a lot of people like myself, I didn't even know about
this. I didn't either.
You guys, you know what? Every day you come here to work and you bring these values with you. And I really appreciate that. I mean, how many stories have you guys shared here, and how many people feel encouraged and have felt encouraged just by the fact that you are here and you're talking about this. So of course you will be talking about this too. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised, and I love you even more. So if that's even possible, I don't know.
Oh my gosh, we love you. We love you for sure. So information again, Nella, where can they go to find out more information?
To the website, which is www.marcieslaw.wi.us. Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin. We'll put up all that information as well for you here in our community. So Nella, girl, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you. Can I share this? You gave me a cup of coffee that I didn't have since the morning. I feel so pampered.
That's what we do.
Thank you.
Adorable.
Actually, you can thank producer Monty for
that.
Oh, my God.
We love you, girl.
Thank you. Love you, too. Right, love you.